This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Curran joining us now from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, we detailed a lot from your column. Again, are the Patriots cheap? The evidence, according to you, says no. Do you want to defend that in your own words, or you want to start with some questions?
No, that's fine. I think you guys are getting lost in the weeds because I've challenged just one of the thumb-sucking things that you're going to have to lean on at all times. And the bigger point is not to really litigate the past 22 years, it's to look at what's going on right now. Yeah, they were 32nd in spending. Yes, they would take guys for 4 years, a Logan Mankins, they'd give him a deal, or a Vince Wilfork, they'd give him a deal, and then they'd want to push away from the table. They spent their money on Gronk, but eventually they had secured him to such a long-term contract, he was kicking and screaming by the end. You know, whether it be Tlaib or Revis, they would spend, but they would get out on guys. But that's part of the reason that their spending stayed so low. They wouldn't re-up guys. But again, that's relitigating something that's not really germane to what's going on right now. My observation was based on looking at the comments from Milton Williams, the comments from Jason Light regarding Chris Godwin, where one team was putting blank checks out there to try and bring Godwin in. So why are the Patriots like this now? What's changed? And what's changed is they have been so inept for so long in the draft, they don't have anybody getting the second contracts. They don't have a left tackle who they've given a massive contract with guaranteed money to. They don't have a corner. They overspent on Carlton Davis to try and burn cash. Last year, they tried to burn cash on their own players with questionable contracts to Barmore, Duggar, Onwenu, questionable, but you know what I'm saying. They spent a lot of money on guys who've never been to Pro Bowls. So the bigger point isn't to relitigate whether or not they were cheap. The spending now, 2021 included, indicates that they are paying through the nose. So that's the bigger point here. And I know that you guys don't want that to go away. And well, I know that you're petrified.
Well, I mean, there is obviously a desperate times call for desperate measures deal with the Patriots having to overspend on guys right now. But on top of dead last in cash spending for the last 10 years, what about the other stuff that doesn't show up in like the roster payroll, you know, having, a horrible weight room, having, you know, ranking towards the bottom of the NFLPA survey year after year with the planes and all that other stuff? Doesn't that also sort of factor into how maybe players around the league and even fans view the whole operation down there?
I mean, when I'm sitting down to do the story, it was more relative to spending on players. How are they now spending on players contractually? What caught my eye were the comments from Williams, from Light, from Godwin, the amount of money they spent. So if you want to go into, you know, my having the headline, are the Patriots cheap? No, was more geared towards talking about player spending. The point you're making, yeah, stuff counts. I would say that we're 14 months removed from Bill, who threw pennies around like manhole covers, and the press probably celebrated that because he really brought them to heel, because the way they spent in the late 90s was nuts. But Bill brought them to heel, and Bill, I think, you know, as a guy who's doing every job and making $25 million a year, which is probably twice as much as anybody else, in justifying that, he would keep the cost down. And that included things like, do we really need this ridiculous state-of-the-art weight room over there across the Cross Insurance building? Can't we just do one here? Matt knows how to design one of these things. Let's just do that. The plane, I mean, I have no explanation and defense for the ashtrays. Hopefully they're clean.
So, I'm sorry, Tom, keep going.
But I'm babbling, but I guess I'm trying to redirect it to the spending now and what it means for this team, because they have, because they keep rolling money forward, Adam, they have a massive, their cap is way bigger than anybody else's in the league. They rolled $35 million into this year. They're not going to hit it. They still have $80 million of cap space. Even if they give $30 million in cash this year to Stephon Diggs, they're going to roll more into next year. So they
That's because they didn't spend it. And so they didn't spend it, so now they roll over the savings. Like, they had the most cap space this year, and they didn't spend all of it. Now they're rolling over more savings to next year. And I think your answer to that...
Why do they have the cap spends?
Well, you tell me. I think your answer would be guys don't want to sign here. Is that part of it?
Well, because their wide receiver, N'Keal Harry, sucked. He didn't get a second contract. Their left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, sucked. He didn't get a second contract. Their quarterback, Drake May, who would probably have been entering a period where he would be making money, was not good. You can name all the cornerbacks that they've signed that didn't work out. Your edge guys, all of those guys are the ones who bring in the big money, all those positions. Corner, edge, left tackle, quarterback, wide receiver. You know, those guys are the ones who they should be paying a ton to. They didn't want to pay, Bill didn't want to pay an extra million for Jakobi Meyers. So he brings in Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju Smith-Schuster can't play here. So he goes someplace else. Devontae Parker can't play here. So the money they should be spending on players that they acquired so that they can stay here isn't happening. That's why they literally can't spend the money. And now you got guys like...
You could have spent it on Devontae Adams or Cooper Kupp or guys... I mean, there were wide receivers you could have spent on. You could have traded for DK Metcalf or Laramie Tunsil. Like, there were guys you could have spent on. They just chose not to.
Correct. And I think that they started with, and that's why they talked about option A's, B's, and C's. Their option A was Godwin, Ronnie Stanley, and Milton Williams. We're going to go, we're going to get these guys. They didn't do it. Then they go in on Metcalf, which I, you know, Phil did a good job of reporting that never was an offer made. I kind of, in talking to you guys, made it sound more like they were never in on him. I've come to find out that they were. It was more of a DK Metcalf. They had conversations. An offer was not made. That's correct. But I've kind of been redirected from folks outside of New England that they were in on him. They were trying to make, he didn't want to come here. So they were in on these guys, but there was kind of a sliding scale. But, you know, you're right. You want those guys don't necessarily want to come here, so you have to pay through the nose to try and make it happen. And maybe even then, they still don't want to come here. So we'll see what happens with a guy like Diggs, who I think introduced himself to say, I'm not getting anything here. Why don't I just go to New England, and then I'll put a bunch of workout videos out there so that I can start to, you know, jumpstart my market.
I still feel like DK Metcalf probably didn't want to go to Pittsburgh initially and then ended up there and signed in a big deal. But as for Diggs, if they don't get Stephon Diggs,
What was the drive-by there? I don't get that.
What do you mean the drive-by?
He didn't want to go to Pittsburgh?
You think he wanted to go to Pittsburgh? You said he didn't want to go to New England, so they stopped looking into him. Do you think he wanted to go to Pittsburgh?
Well, if you have two on the table, you're going to make a choice between one or the other. It seems as if he would have preferred that.
Yeah, but Seattle's also has to trade him.
Right. And if you have two teams who are interested in dealing for him,
I'd take the better contract personally, but yeah.
Wouldn't you take the more money and Seattle would probably take the higher pick?
Yeah, maybe they tried to do him a solid.
So I don't know. And then like Cooper Kupp, I was, you know, maybe they're worried about the injury, but Cooper Kupp, if they ended up not getting traded at all, and then you could have negotiated a deal with them there and, you know, throw them a 6th, 7th round pick. something along those lines. And then as for Diggs, do you think that's going to come down to health or money or what? Because Diggs might not have a whole list of teams lining up for him, so he could be right there for the Patriots to sign.
Exactly. And that's where you have to work on that sliding scale of what will we tolerate? Not just in the what will we tolerate in our huddle, but what will we tolerate in terms of how many games will Stephon Diggs play in 2025? If he's going to play 10 games and you're paying him $15 million prorated, that's a ton of money. But also, if you're looking at having to roll over $40 million in cap space after rolling over $35 this year, at some point the rubber meets the road. I guess the other aspect of this, too, that's interesting, guys, is the CBA says that in every 3 years, and it ends in 2026, a team has to spend at least 90% in cash of what their cap is. And I don't know where the Patriots are at the moment, but the previous time in 2021 through 2023, they spent 99.8% of their cap. Right now, they probably have a lot of work to do to get to 95%. Never mind 90. We have to spend money. Do we just do it? They're pinched in is really what is going on. They're not cheap right now for a very good reason. They can't be by rule.
Real quick, and we'll cut this off in a second. I think we mostly agree to disagree.
Longer.
But when it comes to that 99% number you referenced from 21 to 24, do you have this at your fingertips? Where did that rank in the league? I know they spent the 99%.
I don't have that.
So where I'm just curious on what that rank would be.
I don't have that. I did so much freaking math for this stupid story.
A lot of numbers.
I'm an English major,
yeah.
but their adjusted cap number for like that period of time was, let me find it. Their adjusted cap number was they had to spend $638.4 million to the cap. That's their rollover and adjustment. They spent $637.1 million. I don't know where that relates. It's probably middle of the pack.
Okay.
The reason being, it's hard to spend more cash when you're not giving out those massive bonuses, the guaranteed money that a Patrick Mahomes or a Tyreek Hill or an A.J. Brown or somebody gets. It's hard to spend the cash when you're not giving out, as they just did with Milton Williams, a $51 million signing bonus guaranteed cash. And they really didn't do that from 21 through 23. So when you look at it, they're certainly not
one
near the floor. They're spending what they're supposed to spend by rule. I don't know where they are relative to the rest of the league in percentage.
Okay. Well, you can check out the latest from Tommy Curran. Are the Patriots cheap? The evidence says no. NBC Sports Boston. You can check them out all over TV as well as WEEI Afternoons on Thursday. Tommy, we appreciate the time on a Tommy Tuesday. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Sorry I was late. Thanks.
All good.